chapter 22 to 30.
And afterward it happened that, behold, the heavens were opened, and I saw, and strength was given to me. Then a voice was heard from on high, and it said to me,
Barak, Barak, why are you troubled? Who starts on a journey and does not complete it? Or who will be comforted making a voyage by sea unless he can reach port? Or he who promises to give a present to someone, is it not a theft unless it is fulfilled? Or he who sows the earth, does he not lose everything unless he reaps its fruit in its season? Or he who plants a plant, does the planter expect to receive fruit from it, unless it grows until its appointed time? Or a woman who has conceived, does she surely not kill her infant when she bears untimely? Or he who builds a house, can it be called a house unless it is provided with a roof and is finished? Tell me this first.
And I answered and said, No, Lord, my Lord. And he answered and said to me,
Then why are you troubled about what you do not know? And why are you restless about things you possess no knowledge of? For as you have not forgotten men who now exist and those who have passed away, so I remember those who are yet to come. For when Adam sinned and death was decreed against those who were to be born, the great number of those who would be born was set. And for that number, a place was prepared where the living might dwell and where the dead might be preserved. Therefore, no creature will live again unless the previously declared number is reached. For my spirit is the creator of life, and the netherworld receives the dead. And further, it has been granted to you to hear about the things that follow these times. For truly, my redemption has drawn near and is not as far away as before. For behold, the days are coming, and the books will be opened in which are written the sins of all those who have sinned. And moreover, the storehouses will also be opened, in which the righteousness of all those who have been righteous in creation is brought together. For it will happen at that time that you shall see, and many with you, the long-suffering of the Most High, which lasts throughout all generations, who has been long-suffering toward all who are born, both those who sinned and those who are righteous.
And I answered and said, But behold, O Lord, no man knows the number of things that have passed away, nor of those that are yet to come. For behold, I indeed know what has befallen me, but I do not know what will happen to our enemies, or when you will visit your works. And he answered and said to me,
You will also be preserved until that time, until that sign which the Most High will bring about for the inhabitants of the earth at the end of days. Therefore, this will be the sign. When horror seizes the inhabitants of the earth, and they fall into many tribulations, and moreover, when they fall into great torments. And because of their great tribulations, it will happen that they will say in their thoughts, The Mighty One no longer remembers the earth. And when they lose hope, it will happen that then the time will awake.
And I answered and said, That coming tribulation, will it last a long time? In that distress, will it embrace many years? And he answered and said to me,
That time is divided into 12 parts, and each part is reserved for its appointed task. In the first part, there shall be the beginning of commotions. And in the second part, the slaughtering of the great. And in the third part, the fall of many into death. And in the fourth part, the sending of the sword. And in the fifth part, famine and the withholding of rain. And in the sixth part, and in the seventh part, earthquakes and terrors. And in the eighth part, a multitude of phantoms and the attacks of demons. And in the ninth part, the fall of fire.
And in the tenth part, rape and much oppression. And in the 11th part, injustice and unchastity.
And in the 12th part, disorder arising from a conglomeration of everything that has been previously mentioned. For these parts of that time are reserved, and will be mixed one with another, and they will minister to each other.
For some of these parts will withhold a portion of themselves while taking from others, and some will accomplish their own portion as well as that of others. Hence, those who live on earth in those days will not understand that this is the end of times. But at that time, whoever understands will be wise. For the measure and the calculation of that time is two parts a week of 7 weeks.
And I answered and said, "It is good for a man to come and see those times, but it is better for him not to come to those times, lest he fall." But I shall also say this, will he who is incorruptible despise those who are corruptible? And will he despise whatever befalls those who are corruptible, so that he might look only to those who are not corruptible? But, O Lord, if these things which you have spoken to me beforehand do indeed come to pass, then let me know this as well, if indeed I have found favor in your eyes. Is it only in one place, or in only one part of the earth where these things will come to pass? Or will they be experienced by the whole earth? And he answered and said to me,
"Whatever happens at that time will befall the whole earth. Therefore, all who are alive will experience it. For at that time, I shall only protect those found in this land in those very days.
And it will happen, when everything that should come to pass in those parts has been accomplished, that the Anointed One will begin to be revealed.
And Behemoth will be revealed from its place, and Leviathan will arise from the sea, those two great monsters which I created on the fifth day of creation, and which I shall have kept until that time. And then they will be nourishment for all who remain. The earth will also yield its fruits 10,000-fold, and on each vine will be 1,000 branches, and each branch will produce 1,000 clusters, and each cluster will produce 1,000 grapes, and each grape will produce a core of wine. And those who hungered will rejoice, and moreover they will see marvels every day. For winds will go out from before me every morning to bring the fragrance of aromatic fruits, and clouds at the end of the day to distill the dew of health. And it will happen at that time that the storehouse of manna will again descend from on high, and they will eat of it in those years, because these are the ones who will have arrived at the consummation of time. And it will happen after these things, when the time of the Anointed One's appearance has been fulfilled, that he will return with glory. Then all who have fallen asleep in hope of him will rise.
And it will happen at that time that those storehouses preserving the number of the souls of the righteous will be opened, and they will come out, and the multitudes of the souls will appear together in one assembly of one mind. And the first will rejoice,
and the last will not be grieved. For they know that the time has come of which it is said that it is the end of times. But when the souls of the wicked see all these things, they will waste away even more. For they will know that their torment has come, and that their perditions have arrived.